Next, we will discuss the concept of weighted average. Consider these class details. The difference between this and the previous example is that previously both the classes were 3 credit hours each, but now class A is worth 3 credit hours and class B is only worth 1 credit hour. What would the overall expected average grade be in this case, where the classes are not weighted equally? Would the overall expected grade be greater than B, equal to B, or less than B? In this case, the overall expected grade would be greater than B based on the idea that the classes are not weighted equally and the performance in the class worth more credit hours is better than the class which is only worth 1 credit hour. Thus, in this case, one is applying the concept of weighted average and not simple average. To be able to calculate the overall expected grade, one cannot simply take the average of the grades in the two classes.